Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. If we're not motivated towards success, then we'll never leave the station or arrive at our destination as we journey through life. Money is not a lasting motivation for success. It is a serendipity to the journey. What motivates you to do what you do? Or for that matter, to do what you know you should be doing? Take time to sit down and write out what motivates you to do what you're doing now. What will motivate you to move beyond your current comfort zone? There are 7 easily identifiable keys to motivation, your motivation, toward success. First, you're motivated by love. Hebrews 10:24, Classic Amplified Bible. And let us consider and give attentive, continuous care to watching over one another, studying how we may stir up, stimulate, and incite to love and helpful deeds and noble activities. The Greek word for consider, G2657, and it means to perceive, remark, observe, understand, to consider attentively, fix one's eyes or mind upon something. Each of us need a game plan. Find one person today, or for that matter, even this week, that you can do or say something to encourage. And yes, keep encouraging them till what you've spoken becomes a part of their life. Hebrews 10:24, Message Bible. Let us see how inventive we can be in encouraging love and helping out.
And that helps with spouses and children particularly.
No doubt. Absolutely. Half of the 13 translations that I looked at, honey, including God's Word translation, said that we should consider, as it says in GWT, we should consider how to encourage each other to show love and do good things. I also looked at the New Living Translation, Hebrews 10:24, where it says, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. Are you going to motivate that special someone in your life on holidays, anniversaries, birthdays? Do you send a card, a gift? Listen, send a message that will motivate the recipient to share their love with you. And this doesn't need to be just on birthdays, anniversaries, and Valentine's Day. It's even more special when you do it when it's not expected. Now, you may not have someone special in your life now, but there is someone special who loves you and who's motivated by love.
Amen. Second, you're motivated by example. Proverbs 16, verse 10 in the Message Bible says, a good leader motivates, doesn't mislead, doesn't exploit. The best way that we can motivate is by our example. In Exodus 18, verse 20 in the Message Bible, it says, your job is to teach them the rules and instructions, to show them how to live, what to do. In order to be successful in life, we must have a successor, which means we must train those who work with us to effectively handle the things we need help in achieving. An effective leader on the job or in a, you know, perhaps in a business, perhaps in a civic organization or whatever, always tries to work themselves out of a job by training and developing new leaders who can assume even greater areas of responsibility by providing those you work with a godly example. You may be surprised or maybe not at the number of people who do everything themselves because they illogically figure that if someone else becomes good at their job, they may lose it to them. Not, you know, this is perhaps faulty logic and unscripturally sound, unsound, because the success principle of Ephesians 6:8 says that whatever good thing you cause to happen to someone else, God will in fact do for you. And truthfully, he is the one who keeps the books. So if you're good at developing successful leaders by providing the right example, truthfully, you will never be out of a job. And one more thing, you'll never be broke either, because good leaders are always in demand.
Hallelujah. Third, you're motivated by helping others. Romans 15:14 and 15, and the Message Bible. Personally, I've been completely satisfied with who you are, what you're doing. You seem to me to be well-motivated, well-instructed, quite capable of giving and advising one another. Do a random act of kindness for your neighbor. It doesn't matter that you've lived there for 5 years, they've never spoken to you, nor does it matter if they respond to your gesture of friendship. God will use it to touch them, even if they wonder why they've been blessed. Always remember this. God keeps the books, and he'll bring somebody into your life to bless you.
Seed sown.
Right? That's it. How can we be so sure? The scripture says so in Ephesians 6:8. As we read a moment ago, whatever good thing you cause to have someone else, God will do for you. Not the person you did it for, but God will do it for you. Finally, you send us an email or write us a letter, you can know with absolute certainty that we'll be praying for you and thanking God for you. I even, you know, can even have a member of our prayer staff call and pray with you personally. Why would we be praying for you in such a manner? First, it's right for us to pray for one another. And second, it blesses us to be able to do so. 1 Thessalonians 3:9, New Living Translation. How we thank God for you. Because of you, we have great joy as we enter God's presence.
Fourth, you can be motivated by envy. Ecclesiastes 4:4 in the Message Bible says, "Then I observed all the work and ambition motivated by envy. What a waste. Smoke and spitting into the wind." Have you ever been jealous or envious? Was it because someone got a promotion or a raise or a bonus or a benefit that you didn't or that you thought you should have gotten or perhaps even should have gotten instead? When a worker, even a Christian, is found looking at what other people have, then that person will not be satisfied with what they have. In fact, for some, envy sparks a desire to do and have more. Envy can motivate people to do right things, even for wrong motives. Envy, though, is a trap that will end up eating your lunch and robbing you of future blessings. In Proverbs 14:30 in the Classic Amplified, it says, "A calm and undisturbed mind and heart are the life and health of the body, but envy, jealousy, and wrath are like rottenness of the bones." Proverbs 27:4 says, "Wrath is cruel and anger is outrageous, but who is able to stand before envy?" One of the other characteristics of envious people is that they save and savor bad news about other people, passing it around like an appetizer at a dinner party. An envious person will murmur, complain, grumble, gloat, sow bitterness and discord, none of which are characteristics that God puts forth in the Word of God. The Scripture clearly warns us against this type of behavior. In Proverbs 24:17 in the New International Version, it says, "Do not gloat when your enemy falls, When he stumbles, do not let your heart rejoice. Remember Proverbs 14:30 in the Classic Amplified. It said, a calm and undisturbed mind and heart are the life and health of the body. But envy, jealousy, and wrath are like rottenness of the bones, and we don't want that. We want a calm and undisturbed mind. I can tell you that the proper response to others' good fortune is to rejoice over what they've been given. In Romans 12:15, we're told that. Romans 12, verse 15, Classic Amplified, it says, rejoice with those who rejoice, sharing others' joys, and then weep with those who weep, sharing others' grief. So here's a spiritual truth that we need to get down inside of each of us. When we can get as excited about other people's blessings as we can our own, we need to watch out.
That's right.
Because our blessings and victories are right behind us, about to overtake us. That is truth in the Word. Sadly, that spiritual dynamic is lost on many members of the body of Christ. We just don't need any of us to be any of them. Being excited for others' blessings in a spiritual dynamic that must be satisfied before any of us will walk in abundant blessings. Did you get that? Being excited for other people is a spiritual dynamic that must be satisfied before we will get a chance to walk in blessings. Galatians 5:26 in the Amplified, Classic Amplified says, let us not become vainglorious and self-conceited, competitive and challenging and provoking and irritating to one another, envying and being jealous of one another. Galatians 5:26 in the Message Bible, you know what that's going to be like right now. For those of you who hear it, who hear us read it all the time, it says, this is what it says. That means we will not compare ourselves with each other as if one of us were better and another worse. We have far more interesting things to do with our lives. Each of us is an original.
You know, honey, that should be our motivation for success.
That's right. Each of us.
Each of us.
Is an individual.
An individual. You know, there's nobody else like you in the world. We've taught that many times.
Yes.
So we've given you four of the keys to motivating you towards your success. You might want to listen to this in playback. But regardless of that, we'll finish it on tomorrow's call.
That's right.
If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. At the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.